Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We are joined today on the program by the man behind a lot of fun in Albuquerque, and we miss him, Gary Hayes, the owner of Cliffs Amusement Park. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Gary, we wanted you to know right at the onset, and I'm a man that's raised five children in this city. We know that this has been difficult for you and your family, and we wanted to have you on the show first to tell you how much we miss you. You have an amazing place to have a lot of fun, a lot of joy. My children, we'll talk about them in a few minutes, but how are you guys doing? How are you holding up?
Well, it's been really, really hard, obviously. I mean, after 61 years, you know, we've the first time we've ever missed an entire season. And, you know, it's so difficult to go out to the park and just see it, you know, like a graveyard, essentially, because it's people that make it what it is. Mm. And so family is doing well. But, I mean, you know, we all have a strong faith and walk with God, and he's always been our guide for a long, long time. And we know that he's going to guide us through this as we move forward.
Yeah, Gary, I'm going to skip down my list a little bit because as you're talking about your own family, and I'm glad to hear everybody's doing okay, I know that you also care for a lot of other families, and those are your employees, your seasonal employees. And I'll comment about them. You hire a lot of really young people, and I want you to know they are always very professional, very kind, very nice. My experience is that always trickles down from the top, so you must be doing a lot to bless people. But I know you haven't been able to hire those people. Do you keep in touch with any of those kids and how they're doing?
Well, you know, Linda and I have not been involved as much as operationally for many, many years. Our son and his family are running it operationally. But, you know, most people probably don't realize that we're the state's largest employer of young people, or what we call entry-level jobs. And, you know, we'll over 100 days or more, we'll train and hire over 500 young people. And so for many people, it's their first job. It's their first opportunity to, you know, look people in the eye and to be polite and learn some PR. And we meet people quite a bit of times, and they find out who we are, and they go, man, that was my first job, you know. Mm. And so it's been really tough because all those young people all summer have had nothing to do, jobs that we would have created. And that's not including, you know, well over 22 full-time employees that have been with us for many years, and we've had to lay them off. I think we have a skeleton crew right now, and we're hoping to bring them back as our plans unfold for next season.
Yeah. Gary, is there ever anything, I don't think I've ever attended anything during the winter months at your facility. Do you have anything that you ever do during the wintertime?
You know, several years ago, many people may remember Magical Christmas. I think we did it for 3 years, and that was a lot of fun. You know, I'm having an amusement park open in the middle of the winter. It was unique. But it just didn't pan out for us financially, so we no longer continued it. But pretty much our whole time is devoted to winter is just to, you know, fix the place up or reevaluate what needs to be done differently, get ready and begin planning and hiring. And that's pretty much takes up our time in the winter.
Yeah. Gary, I'm dating myself here, but let me give you a little perspective. So when I first started going to Cliffs, it was called Uncle Cliffs. It was literally the last building on the north end of San Mateo. There was nothing else north of it. It was dirt roads. You know, there was no curve down under the freeway down on Osuna, and there was no Calvary Church or even an indoor tennis club back in those days, which is what Calvary Church ended up taking over and becoming this large campus where we're located. I used to hop on my motorcycle little dirt bike that I was riding when I was pretty young on the corner of Montgomery and Wantabeau. And Wantabeau was dirt, everything north of Montgomery. So again, dating myself because there just wasn't a, instead of Paseo kind of being the big reference point north in Albuquerque, it used to be Montgomery. So we'd hop on our motorcycles and we would take off, you know, I can't remember what time you guys opened up, but I want to say it was 10 or 11 o'clock and, AM, and we would ride our motorcycles on the dirt all the way, on the north side of Montgomery. No houses, nothing. And we'd make it down there and park our motorcycles and spend literally the whole day at your amusement park. And it was a very special memory for me.
Yeah. Well, I'd say you are dating yourself. but I remember, when I went to work for the park in 74, San Mateo was a two-lane highway,
yeah,
out of town. There was no curb and gutter, no sidewalks. It was just a highway. And like you said, it was virtually nothing in that part of town.
Well, you've been working there, or you've been connected with the park for pretty close to as long as I've been out there. So in 72, I would have been 15. When did the park open?
The park actually opened in 1959.
I didn't realize that.
Many people may remember our first location was at 7600 Lomas, which was just east of Louisiana on Lomas. And there was a Dairy Queen on the corner. There's a bowling alley, I think, that came in, a putt-putt golf near there. And that's where Mr. Hammond, my father-in-law, opened the park for the very first time in 1959. And we were there, I believe, about a year or so in the city. Interesting enough, our first experience with government basically gave us 90 days to evacuate and to move, which we did. And we moved out to what was called Little Beaver Town. I don't know if you're too young probably to remember that, but it was a Western town type environment just in the canyon. Mm-hmm. And we were there about a year, and Mr. Hammond realized that we needed something more centrally located and larger property. And so he began investigating and found the property there on San Mateo back in 62 is when we moved to that location.
At 62. And I think that when we were riding down there, we were probably 12 or 13 years old. So it was probably somewhere around 69, 70, and we just had a blast. And you've invested a lot of money. You've put in the big roller coaster, the wood roller coaster. I know you've got the water park. Tell us some of the things that you've done in recent years at the park.
Well, the Water Monkey Adventure was probably the last big investment for us, which was the water area. And that's proven to be very successful. And our plans were to continue growing in water because that's something that we believe is a good investment. Although I have to tell you that with the closing of this last season, we've had to really do some serious reevaluating. I'll be honest with you to just how profitable it is to be a business owner in New Mexico, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Gary, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on today. I don't want you to cut yourself short here. We're going to have 4 or 5 minutes in this segment, go to a commercial break, and then come back for another 15 minutes with you. But I want to kind of start, you know, I know you're a man of faith, and I know that you want to adhere to, you know, what the rules and stuff are. But before I ask you about the interactions with the governor and the things that they're doing, I want to ask you about other amusement parks around the country. I know that there's some that are open. Is there data, and are there things that they're doing? Are there best practices that you guys could be utilizing here so that you can be open and successfully and safely?
Well, we believe so. Early on, when most parks open in May through the summer, we belong to an international association of parks, which, you know, include the big Disney parks and the Universal Studios, as well as the mom and pops. And that association put together a safe practices guidelines and adherence to CDC guidelines and all the other experts out there. And we, so we presented that plan to the governor in May with hopes that we would be able to open in June. And that plan was rejected, and we were told that perhaps in phase two, which was going to take place in July. So we had we revised the plan, and we resubmitted it in July, and it was rejected again. And, but we certainly feel that, we have the ability to operate a facility as large as ours in a manner that's safe. And, you know, we've always taken customer safety, as our primary focus, and it certainly wouldn't be any different in this environment.
I want to convey to you some other people that we've talked with. We have a sponsor here at KNKT they run the Rain Tunnel Car Spas in town, Buck Buckner. And Buck's commercials that he runs on our station are pretty much all about buying New Mexico and all concerned. Well, he was shut down early in March because his car washes were deemed not to be essential. So he got an association of 15 or 16 different business owners in town. They felt, as you do, that they could all operate safely. They all came up with plans. They emailed and mailed stuff to the governor's office. And he shared with us on this program that they didn't even get a response from the governor. It was literally like nothing. So I guess what I want to do now is ask you, what are the criteria they're using? Are they making you aware of why you're rejected? Or are they just making statements? Do you feel like there's transparency in government? What can we do to get our state and your business back up and running?
Well, you know, they've classified us as what's called a high-touch business, and I'm assuming it means with a lot of people present, you know, touching things, being around things. But, you know, we've also noticed over the last several months that the zoo is now open. You know, they have their guidelines. We've been hearing that the ski areas are going to be opening up, assuming we get some snow this winter. The tram has been opened this summer, and that's a pretty close high-touch environment. And so we really haven't – our contacts was through the Economic Recovery Council. We had one or two people that was our main contact there, and they kept rejecting our plan. But, you know, my son was involved in that, and this person basically told my son that the governor makes her own decisions. She doesn't really take the advice of the Economic Recovery Council. So what you're telling me about the rain tunnel doesn't surprise me, because I really do think that the governor's not interested too much in economic recovery.
Well, and I understand there's at least rhetoric about being fair to everybody and you know, treating everybody the same. But the truth is that would be really detrimental, because none of our businesses are the same. Yours is not the same. You have a very unique business. And to say you're high touch without a person, maybe from this Economic Recovery Council, coming out to your facility or the governor herself. I mean, when I think about the literally hundreds of thousands of people that come through your facility, I mentioned earlier that I have five children, and they're all grown now. But I can tell you, I could call any one of them right now, and I could say, tell me your favorite memory about Cliffs. And they'll tell me something like, oh, I remember when I was in sixth grade at Hope Christian School, and we had this, you know, big get together, you know, and we were on the bumper cars, and we were this and we were that. Or, you know, they would all have real specific kinds of stories. And I know that your business is unique. Somebody needs to get out there. And I'm saying this on the radio, Gary, because the whole point of this whole thing is we want people to be aware of what is actually happening, how businessmen, businesswomen like you and your wife are having to deal with this situation. And we're not only going to be putting this on the radio, but we're going to be praying for you. The people that listen to our station are people of faith, and they're going to get on their knees and say, Lord, help Gary, help Linda, help Cliffs. And besides all of that, we just want you to know we miss you. We think that you're, what you provide this community is an amazing service. It's a lot of fun. Here at Calvary Church, we do events every summer with you guys. And so we've got a lot more to visit with you, Gary, about when we come back. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about the health department and maybe some of the plans you're talking about for next year. So stay with us. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
EJ and I, we had two properties, and the mortgages were killing us. So we were looking for a realtor that was a believer.
Had great references and had a great selling history.
Our pastor referred us to Dom Garcia. We prayed to God that we would not only sell the property, but sell it quickly.
And in 2 weeks, the house was sold. Dom gave us great ideas on how to prepare the properties for selling.
When we signed the listing agreement, we prayed over it with Dom.
Selling experience was just marvelous.
Dom stepped in and got it done.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644,
899-4644. Se habla español.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when God called Moses to lead Israel's exodus from Egypt, his response was less than enthusiastic. If you'll remember, Moses attempted to resist God's call by reminding God of all the resources he didn't possess. I don't have the reputation. I don't have the credibility. I can't speak eloquently enough. But God wanted Moses to take inventory with a different perspective. It wasn't about what Moses didn't have. It was about God's ability to use what Moses did have. And when we step up to the task, even a simple shepherd's stick becomes the staff of God. So stop trying to remind God of what you don't have. Trust Him today to take what you do have to fulfill His calling on your life.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave His only begotten Son that you would believe in Him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are on the phone this afternoon with Gary Hayes. He and his wife are the owners of Cliffs Amusement Park in Albuquerque. They're located at Osuna and San Mateo Northeast. That's 4800 Osuna Road Northeast. We're hoping that here is the plan for next year, that they're going to be able to get opened early in the spring. And that's what we're talking about today and the difficult time they've been having. Gary, thank you so much for being with us. I know this is an emotional topic for you to talk about.
Yeah, it is. And it's very tough. Linda and I go into the office occasionally, and normally when you'd have 10 or 12 employees who are working the office staff and preparing for the next season, it's no one. You know, we're there pretty much by ourselves. And so it's just one of those things that you have to just deal with as you get it.
Yeah. Gary, I wanted to ask you, as you talked about the improvements that you made, that's a pretty substantial financial investment. You've already mentioned that most of your employees have had to be laid off, and, you know, hopefully some of your full-time employees have been able to find gainful employment during the interim when they can't be working with you. But couple things have happened over the last couple months that I want to thank you for. We have had the fortune of you volunteering to let us use your parking lot. And we have been able to feed literally thousands of people in a couple of different events where we provided, we worked very closely with Convoy of Hope. We worked very closely with a couple of other churches here in town. And they've all kind of come together, and you allowed us to use your parking lot, which is really an amazing thing to let people be using your facilities when you're in this kind of struggle. But you've blessed people through that. And we want you and our listeners to know that you've made that available, and we really appreciate that. I want to get back to some of the things you talked about, this association that you're in. While we're on commercial, I went to Google, and I Googled COVID and amusement parks. And one of the first things that comes up is the largest U.S. theme parks report no COVID-19 outbreak since reopening. And this was published at the end of September. So it seems to me that this high-touch business, as you've been classified, there's already data from huge places, Disney World in Florida and Universal Studios and others, where there hasn't been a COVID outbreak at all, and that's not really helping your situation here.
Well, that's true, and fortunately, we've sort of been on the back end, because our season, ends typically in September, and mm-hmm. so the data and the science, which the governor likes to use, has really sort of been coming online as these other parks. And I know the Disney's didn't even get to open, I think, until July maybe, and some of the other larger parks. And so it's just been about 3 months of data that have come in, which will be very useful to us, hopefully, as we proceed with our plan. And we, as I mentioned, I think earlier, but we want to try to open much earlier this coming year in March. Normally we would open latter part of April, but we've got to get our doors opened, and we've got to get our employees back, and we want to open. I mean, that's our prayer, that's our goal. I mean, we've got too many years of investment and too many years of just being a part of the community, not to fight for our ability to open up and do it in a safe way.
Well, I want to maybe skip down to even my last question on the list is, as you make plans for next season, I want to find out some more details about that. But as our listeners are listening, should we be shooting for our listeners to come and buy a bunch of season passes? And should I appeal to every church in Albuquerque to book a group event? Is it too early to do that?
Well, I think it's too early now. I certainly would love for people to invest their hard-earned money with us this early for next season. We did have quite a few season passes that we sold for the 2020 season that we'll honor for the upcoming season.
We are going to be right back, having a couple technical difficulties. Stay with us. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Integrity. Slater Transfer and Storage is family-owned with over 30 years in the moving industry. They offer many services to cover all your moving needs. Local and long-distance movers committed to excellence on every move. They also have on-site storage. Begin your next move with a free, no-obligation quote. Call 505-345-8841. That's 505-345-8841. Located at 6900 Washington Street Northeast or online at slateratlas.com.
Every day, children and teens will find themselves in the foster care system.
Because their parents can't take care of them.
Because of abuse or neglect.
They'll find themselves
scared,
angry, alone.
As a Christian foster parent, you can open your heart and open your home to a child or teen in need.
You can change a life.
To learn more about Christian foster care, call the Bear Foundation, 505-888-1362, christianfostercare.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Gary, sorry we lost you there for a couple seconds there, so we went to a break. We've got about 4 minutes left. Well, sometimes I tease people in New Mexico. I'm a native, so I feel like I get to do this. I tell people we live in a third world country, especially when it comes to cell service and things like that. So I can never figure out why Verizon can do those "Can You Hear Me Now" commercials, because I guarantee you they don't film those in New Mexico.
That's true. I don't know what happened, but, you know, as a follow-up to your question about what people can do, I think in the most powerful tool that we have as Christians is prayer. And Lynn and I would just greatly, you know, ask that your listeners just continue praying for us, that we'll have an open door next spring with the governor to get the business back up and running again.
Well, and that is definitely, those two points are definitely things that I know our listeners will faithfully pray about. And Gary, I'd love to follow up with you again, get you back on the program, maybe near the end of February to find out how your plans are going.
Sure, that'd be great.
Well, my friend, you are very gracious to be with us, and we will be praying for you, and we appreciate all that you do with Cliffs. It's an amazing facility. You bring a lot of joy to a lot of people, a lot of groups, and I'm missing you, and I want you to know that. My children have asked me about whether you were open. Each one of them spent a lot of very special time. My youngest is 20. My oldest is 28. So we have been a family that's enjoyed Cliffs for a long time. So God bless you, and we hope your prayers are answered.
Thank you so much, Jim. And hey, give our best to Steve. It was good talking to him.
Yeah, Steve's a good man, and he's getting us in and out of this show. Thanks again, Gary. We'll talk with you soon. We're going to be back on ABQ Connect.